Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Blog Talk Radio, Psychics Gone Wild. That this song you were just hearing, by the way, is called Wild One. I'm not sure who put that in the queue, but that's what was playing. And so I wanted to take this minute to welcome you folks out tonight. If it wasn't for people and curiosity and a lot of things about life, we wouldn't have this show and we wouldn't have you folks listening and we wouldn't have such interesting surprises as our guest tonight with me. Gary Wimmer is Susan Liberty Hall, and we're going to let her introduce herself to you, talk a little bit about what she does, magnificent, incredible work, mind-boggling, but perhaps not so mind-boggling considering the times we're in and what we're learning and what we're seeing and what we're discovering is really relevant about life. So we got a very interesting show for you this evening. We will be taking some readings. I'll be explaining a little bit about how I do readings, and Susan will be explaining a little bit about her process. And before I go too much further, I want to say to you folks, be sure and check out our website, psychicsgonewild.com. You can go on the left side of the page. I think it's the fourth link down. Contact us. Let us know your information. We give surprises, cups, T-shirts, records, books, CDs, all kinds of interesting things away. So get on our list by going to psychicsgonewild.com and going on the contact list. Now, I can rap forever, but before I rap forever, I want to take the time to introduce my host with me tonight, my co-host, or better yet, as I was saying a moment ago, let her introduce herself. Susan, are you with us, my dear?
Yes, Gary, good evening, and good evening to your listeners. Thank you so much. My name is Susan Liberty Hall. I'm in Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm so interested to tell everyone, all your listeners, that I was able to overcome cancer by myself, breast cancer, without a doctor, using a Native American remedy. And since I am cancer-free and have been since 2012, it's very important to me that I share this information with everyone. And if anyone is interested, I also am available to talk to you and be helpful, I hope. And I have a book that chronicles everything I did so that my healing can be duplicated, because everybody knows someone who has cancer, unfortunately.
Well, I will agree with you on that. I'm going through some family issues on that matter. And as you were saying, I think, and we'll get into this more in depth, of course, Susan, I think the nerve you were hitting go on is the power of consciousness, of God, of the universe, when applied correctly to everything in life, or at least those areas of your life you apply that to correctly, become successful. And especially if you apply it to yourself and learn what makes you tick, what your fears are, how you can heal yourself. There are methods for everything, like methods for playing the piano. But it's good to go to someone who knows how to play piano. Not the best example of that. I tried to teach myself, and I did pretty good. But, you know, I had people come by once in a while and show me a scale. Little pieces of information, little insights you gain. And so let me ask you this, Susan. When did your discovery of this whole, put it this way, challenge that you were on first occur to you?
Thank you. I was diagnosed with breast cancer in April of 2012, and at the same time, my older brother, the late owner of the Los Angeles Lakers basketball team, Jerry Buss, my big brother, also was diagnosed with cancer. So it was interesting that life would give us, brother and sister, the same challenge at the same time. And it was especially interesting because he, being a scientist and a businessman, he put all of his faith into the conventional medicine. He did the chemotherapy. He did surgery and radiation. And he thought that I would follow his lead, as I always had in the past. But I was not able to follow his lead in this case, Gary. I was not, because our mother had died of chemotherapy. She also had cancer, but she had died of chemotherapy. And there was no way that I was going to do it, and I was certainly not going to have a mastectomy. I was a Playboy bunny 50 years ago. I'm 55 years.
I sense you still are, my dear.
Well, you know what? I'm certainly not going to give that part of me up or any part of me up, and it wasn't necessary either. So I wanted to comment on something you said, Gary, because it was really very important. You said in these times. I want to preface that in this moment, because it is because of these times that what was available to me was available to me, and it was available to me because of God. Because when my brother said, "When are you going to have your mastectomy?" and I said, "Well, never," you know, it hurt his heart deeply. I could see that he thought that my decision to do natural healing would be the death of me. But what he didn't realize is that I thought that his decision to do conventional methods would be the death of him. And unfortunately, again, I was correct on that. So I went home instead, and I thought, well, what am I going to do? Because I'm involved in the healthcare industry. I have a Young Living Essential Oils business. I'm very healthy, have been for many, many years. So I was surprised that I got cancer. And I would have gone to the Young Living Clinic in Ecuador if I had a large sum of money, but it was expensive, and like all clinics are, I was not able to do that, nor was I willing to ask my big brother for those funds, because he did not believe in natural healing.
Well, you know, the interesting thing in life is you don't have to believe in gravity for it to be true. People discover things, whether it's scientific inventions or things about themselves or things about the God, usually not necessarily because they went to college and got a course in it. It's life experience.
Well, that is so
true. That's the best teacher. Go ahead.
This was just so serious that, you know, it really was something that in the moment I had to do something. So I did what I do best, and that's pray. So I went home, and in deep and profound prayer, I asked God, what would you have me do to save my life? Now, what happened next was nothing less than miraculous, because I jumped out of my chair. I went running into my office. I opened up the file cabinet. I had no awareness of what I was physically doing. I reached into the file cabinet and pulled out a file marked C, and when I opened it up, it said cancer file, and there was one paper in there. It said Two Feathers Healing Formula. Please remember that name, Two Feathers Healing Formula, and God sent me to that flyer. Well, I had put that flyer there 20 years ago, had forgotten all about it, hadn't seen it for 20 years. When I started looking for cancer cures, sorry to use that word, I don't hope I don't get into jail for saying the word cure on the air, but I was trying to find something to save my life, and so I had put this file there 20 years ago and forgotten about it.
You know, well, there's a lot of things in life like that that you wonder, how could I miss this, and later discover it in life, and it has such relevant meaning. You mentioned something. I kind of want to take just a second to introduce myself. This is a lot of things you're already talking about. We just met each other, folks. This is our first online date between Susan and I. We have to both confess, okay?
Yep, that's right, Gary.
And it's working pretty beautiful and gorgeous. And the reason is because people who open their minds to spirituality in general have one common thing, is they want to seek the truth and light and know it and have to apply it in their life. And a little bit about myself, and then we're going to take some callers here and do some calls and do some readings. And we're going to continue our show all night all night. I'll say for the next 50 minutes with Susan. I got interested in psychic ability way back in the 60s. and had a lot of interesting experiences talking to a lady one time. She turned me on to Edgar Cayce, psychics. In about 2 years, I'd read just about every bit of material in that area I could find. An astrologer in the early 70s did a horoscope for me and told me I had a lot of natural psychic ability. I got into giving readings early. And then about 1977, I had the most profound experience, and I wanted to reference this because Susan said some things about it. I had a near-death experience, and I wrote a book about it called A Second in Eternity. And for those of y'all that have interest in that, it's the most fascinating thing anybody could ever go through. There's a recent pop-selling book called Proof of Heaven by Dr. Eben Alexander, which he went into depth about his near-death experience. Again, as you were saying, Susan, this was a guy who, top neurosurgeon in the world, who didn't believe in anything about spirituality or God.
Oh, yeah.
He thought it was all a manifestation of the mind, only to find out through his own experience how powerfully the mind is, the spirit is, God is. So I had one of these experiences in 77, and it baffled me because there was no reference to go to. I had no books. I had no experience. That said, in 1980, I met a very gifted lady named Alice Worrell. She's a psychic, and I'd been doing psychic readings for 20 years when I met her, and she taught me a very interesting method of psychic reading called lithomancy. And this method involves reading stones, reading patterns of stones, because bottom line, whether you read palms or tea leaves or learn to heal yourself or learn to dream effectively, it's knowing yourself. It's knowing your symbolism. It's knowing your clocks, your triggers. It's knowing what makes you tick and what you work. So she showed me her system on lithomancy, and I started using it as my main system in 1980. In 2000, I was curious how other people started using this, how other people used lithomancy, and found out there wasn't anything written on it. And to my surprise, I thought, well, I'll just write a book on it. So I wrote a book on this interesting art, of interpreting symbolism called Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. That book is available on Kindle. And finally, to summarize this little interview, we'll take some readings. We'll go back with Susan. We got 45 minutes left this evening, folks. In 1977, after I had the near-death experience, I wrote a book about it called A Second in Eternity. So you folks can check out both A Second Eternity, Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones on Amazon and Kindle. And be sure and join our Psychics Gone Wild contact list if you're not already. We're going to take one quick little reading here. I'm going to ask a couple more questions of Susan, and we're moving this show forward. This is area code 613. We're just going to shift gears for a second. 613. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Lise. I'm calling from Ontario, Canada. I would like you, Gary, to throw some stones for me.
Okay, well, I will do that. I'll tell you what, and I'll real quickly explain this method. And by the way, if we go to any of you folks and you have any experience in what my co-host is talking about, be sure and bring it up immediately. We're not going to take as many calls as we normally do, because we're moving a little bit more toward a talk format. Having said all that, my dear, I've been spreading my stones out here trying to fake time. So we're getting organized. Let me explain this method to our listeners real quick. This is called lithomancy. I use 16 stones, sun through Pluto, and 6 stones based on life, love, luck, timing, place, and commitment. I drop the stones over the phone when someone says drop. If I do it in person, I have the person drop them. In a nutshell, this method is reading a pattern of stones like a clock around from 12 o'clock to 12 o'clock. Now, having said that, my dear, Lise, is that your name, my dear?
Yes, this is my name, yeah.
Lise, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Hey, it just amazes me. It's a pretty neat name. We wish you a continuous good news, Lise, on life at all times. Having said that, my dear, all you have to do when it feels right for you is say drop, and I'll kind of tell you what I see for the next 3 months, okay?
Okay. Drop.
There you go, my dear. All right, this is 3 months in 3 minutes, so not much detail. We got a lot of callers. We're not going to get to all of them, but we're going to try. The first thing I see in a nutshell here in the first couple of weeks is a lot of good new feelings about love. about communication, about decision making, and about how that's, you know, kind of at this point in time, how much this is going to restructure your life in the next couple of weeks. Even though you're going through a period of like a lot of emotional change and a lot of real intense things about relationships, it feels like this time, though, you're coming out much further ahead. Feels good about love, because by the second and third week here, a lot of the things from the past, a lot of your fears, a lot of the things around your environment you've been trying to fix, you not only learn to deal with and effectively fix what you can and not drive yourself crazy or frustrated over what you can't do. Is this making sense to you?
It does, absolutely.
Okay. So by the fourth and fifth week here, because a lot of these decisions in the first week with Mercury, decisions about love in a nutshell, by the third and fourth week, you're both emotionally, mentally, psychically, and spiritually, you're getting quite lined up. And I think you're going to start recognizing by the fifth and sixth week how you're, let me figure out how to put this into words, your bravery with trusting yourself recently is paying off a lot, because you're lining up things about commitments and opportunity and even plans and things so forth moving into your life with probably more, jubilance than you could even imagine you're in right now. By the 8th and 9th and 10th week, your life is in quite a lot. You're starting with a good period anyway. You're starting this period with a good feeling. The main thing I feel like you're accomplishing these next couple of weeks is a lot of this letting go of the heavy weight, the confusion, the past, the stuff that didn't work. Because by the 9th to the 12th week here, you've got fresh dreams about your environment, real fresh plans that you've kind of only had hints of recently, but they're coming back into your life. And you kind of know that anyway. But as you go through this, it's like a process of saying yes to yourself, because you've said yes to yourself enough to start this new feeling about luck and love and communication, which is where I started. By the end of this 3 month period, you're going to realize that this can take you way beyond just the immediacy of the emotions or the environment that you felt like you were having to fight against in some ways. Does this make sense to you, my dear?
It really does. Yeah.
Okay. I've got a great host on. Do you have any thoughts that you'd like to convey to Susan? Comments?
Actually, like, you know, if she can have some comments regarding this, I would like this.
Susan, it's up to you, girl.
Hi. Okay. Hi, Lise. Well, my talk really was going to be about cancer and helping people who had cancer. So I'll let Gary, that's his expertise, and I'll let him, he gave you a wonderful reading, and I'll let him be the one who does that, sweetheart.
Okay, perfect.
Hey, Lise, thanks for joining in. I said tripping in because I, in all honesty, I kind of look at what I do myself sometimes. I trip a little bit because of back surgery, but I didn't mean it that way. So you tune in with us again, girl. I hope that works out right.
Sure.
And I'm going to do a little more readings here a little bit later. But first, I wanted to ask Susan about some things that you really kind of blew my mind with on a firsthand basis. Because one thing I learned in my near-death experience, Susan, I'm sure you'll understand this, is something I didn't know humans could even be aware of. Of the power of God, their own mind, their own ability to create, their own ability to recreate. Tell me about how you experienced it. I wrote about mine in a book. Tell us about what you experienced about that particular thing, about the source.
Well, Gary, everything that I have to say this evening really is in connection with my near-death experience with cancer. So that when God gave me the answer, He revealed a treatment for me that I was cancer-free in 10 weeks. I was able to take 18 tumors out of my breast using the Two Feathers Healing Formula. So right now, the biggest problem, one of the biggest problems in our world, really, not just disease, but in particular cancer, like one in every three people, we all know someone, and you said you knew someone, so I want you to let me know, Gary, how I can help you with your family or your friends too. So what I want to say to your listeners tonight is, for me, it was very, very easy to overcome cancer, and I want to offer that protocol to help others. My book is called Ha, I Laugh in the Face of Cancer. That is also the name of my website.
I love that title, dear. I love that.
Me too. He gave me that,
living proof of it right there. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. So anyway, you can get my book. It's a very easy book to read. And everything that I did to overcome cancer and how I did it is in that book. You can get it at Amazon, or you can go to my website, HaLaughInTheFaceOfCancer.com. But I want you to know that there's a Two Feathers Healing Formula, this Native American amazing healing formula. It overcame the cancer so quickly, so easily, without a doctor, for a very, very little amount of money, which I did all by myself. It is just to the glory of God that I was shown this. And of course, I was also told to share it with others, because cancer is one of the most devastating things that could ever happen to anyone. So I'm there for you, listeners. I am there for you. And you can get my website, and you can call me or contact me by email, and I am there for you, dear ones.
That's very interesting and very true. And you were asking me, I've had an experience with it in my family, both my parents and a couple members of my family. So I'm very experienced with it from the point of view of other people being affected by it, personally and physically, not me, other than emotionally, needless to say. And I think you're kind of hit on something that's a very interesting theme in contemporary medicine and thought, is how much is medicine valid, and to what degree it is, and to what degree, which you can't put into a formula, is thought and attitude and consciousness and things that you can't put into a blood test or an x-ray. And that's always been a dilemma of mine since I first started thinking about the connection between the mind, the soul, and the infinite, way back when I got interested in psychic ability. Susan, you've been through it physically. Now, I'm going through a little back pain, and I had diverticulitis last week, so I wasn't on the show. But these are minor. These are not what my parents went through. This is not what my brother's going through. This is not what you're going through. So if you can kind of put a hook around maybe not only what you've learned, but how you learned to apply that in other areas of life, because if you wouldn't have been alive today, you wouldn't be able to appreciate that point. Does this make sense to you, my dear?
Oh, yes, of course. And well, the most important part for me was that I realized how much God loved me, because when that was given to me, it was a miracle. And I had to watch my brother die a most horrid, horrid death. He suffered, and so did my mother, and so did many other people that I know who chose conventional medicine. So if someone is interested in conventional medicine, I have nothing to say about that. But if someone wants to do it naturally and they want to hear what I have to say, I am so willing and able to help you. And Gary, you know, it's not just a matter of like my mom dying or my brother, but then we have to realize the DNA that we have too, and our kids have. So, you know, when I talk to someone who has a parent that has cancer, I want to talk to the children too. I want to talk to those people who have others it's in their DNA, because it's so easy to overcome cancer. It's the best news. It's a secret, isn't it? I mean, I want to get the secret out there. I want to tell people about it. And I also want to be very responsible, because this is almost beyond belief. It is almost beyond belief. But I had the most amazing experience I could ever have, and I've helped so many people who were either sent home to die because they did chemo and were not healed of cancer, or because they would not do the chemo and radiation, and they would not do the surgery, and they were interested in natural healing. So they found me, and that is glorious, to be sure. So I wanted just to make sure that everyone listening knows there is so much hope, and our God is... there's so much love, and Gary, you said it, in these times. These times are special times.
Yeah,
these are times for miracles.
Look at the world. Look at We Are Charlie. Look at every day in the news.
Yeah.
Look at the stress in our societies. Look at the environmental conditions. Look at the war between medicine and meditation, science and religion.
It's a big one.
And to look at the fact that right now, no matter what happens anywhere in the world, you can know about it in seconds.
Yeah.
Mankind has never had this opportunity. And when there's an opportunity that's this broad, we shouldn't maybe take it as something that's a passing fade. We should look at how much information and knowledge there is to access about everything. And certain things Susan was saying about the power of God. Let me make a little comment about that, Susan. Can I?
Oh, yes.
I was raised Catholic, and I was going to be an altar boy, and can to this day do the Latin and the Mass in Latin. I do quid latificat. You've been to Tim Pax Somni Domini. Oh man, I forgot it. Okay.
But in Latin, I love it in Latin.
Right.
I
got
miss
a nice
it.
Ring, even though I never. Well, I did know what I was saying because they taught us the translation in Catholic school. But and I was never one of those who got abused. Thank God. But even at the time I was growing up, I was asking as, you know, what are these grown-up priests doing? Why does the church say this? Why would God make a hell? Why would blah, 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 blah? And, well, you were talking about incredible things. Nobody will believe this. That sort of, that's what got me interested in psychic ability. Why does this work? The simplified explanation is not the whole truth, nothing but the truth, all due respect. You know, and I started realizing a lot of people don't know the whole truth. We didn't know the earth was round or became convinced until what, the last couple hundred years, you know. So discovery of ourselves and our universe and knowledge, that's what leads us. And when you tapped on things about God and consciousness, having been raised Catholic and having gone through that, I dropped out of the church at a young age. But you won't find a Christian stronger than me now. You won't find someone who talks more about God than me. I don't talk about a person. I don't talk about a religion, a cult, or one religion over another. I'm talking about infinite love and power. And speaking of which is one of the things that most people who've had near-death experiences talk about. Now, you mentioned that a while ago, Susan. Before we do another reading, I want to see how you saw that connection between your near-death experience and how you thought of God previously, because that's how I started this rant. Susan, it's up to you.
Did you want me to speak now?
Absolutely, yeah. What was your experience
Infinite
Mind in your dilemma?
Yeah, well, I had a very tough life, so I was always looking for answers and looking for God, and I had a sense of it as a child. And when I was in my 20s, I had personal experiences with cosmic beings and with miracles. So I was given some very beautiful, astounding circumstances that happened to me. So I didn't have to wonder about it. I had firsthand knowledge of it. So, but to live that life and to put it into perspective in this world and to make my life work in this world according to those spiritual values was and is a lifelong devotion, and there's no doubt about it. So for me, it was always about prayer. And like I say, I found this cancer remedy because I did prayer. So I always say that prayer can answer so many questions. And I really believe today that people don't believe. They don't believe. They know it on an intellectual understanding, but the belief, the real belief that God can and will and does intervene in human lives and bring miracles is not widely accepted. I want it to be more widely accepted and understood. That's why I love to talk on shows like this and explain how prayer saved my life. Hello? Hello?
Uh-oh. Oops, excuse me, my mic conked out here for just a second. Sorry for the pause.
There you are. Hi, okay.
Yeah, there I am.
You went up into the clouds, I thought, maybe.
No, I could get the switchboard to click fast enough. There's, you folks listening, our old fans, they know this because Blog Talk Radio does have its own little series of devils that pop their little ugly heads up.
Uh-oh.
Hey, nothing can be, everything can be solved by rebooting.
Very good.
We're going to take another call here, too, and we're going to get more into Susan's interesting, mysterious, fascinating journey from cancer to complete health. So this is area code 662. This is welcome to our show, 662. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. How are y'all doing this evening? My name's Patricia.
Patricia, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good.
Very well, Patricia. Thank you.
Great.
We hope you've enjoyed it so far. How can I help you, my dear? Did you want to ask a couple questions or a general reading, or what's on your plate, my dear?
I want a question on love. If you give me a reading on that.
I will. Do you want me to ask a question about a certain person, or kind of tell you what I feel over the next couple?
I have a certain person in mind.
A particular person? Let's do this. Rather than describe the person to ask with name or anything, tell me what you want to know about this situation. We'll call the person Joe or whatever. Joe?
We broke off, and I want to see if we're going to rekindle. Or is it just going to stay broken off?
You're saying you broke off, and you want to know if you're going to rekindle, correct?
Right.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is the way most psychics work is looking at symbolism. And when I looked at these cards, as opposed to using stones, the first thing I see is a Two of Hearts. And that shows a strong, Two of Hearts, unification, duality, of hearts being good and the strength. There's a lot of things right now that the way these cards are laying are saying that it's almost like you both know the potential, but you've both got different worlds. You got to figure out how to connect and timing and place and and to a certain degree in terms of what you're willing to take a risk together about. And that's sort of one of the things that, of course, you ladies are real complex and you're pretty good at that's a strong vibe in you ladies. I grew up with six brothers. I'm clueless about that, but learning a lot through you ladies, thank God. The other cards that I'm seeing kind of hidden here in the back have to do with a lot of power and like you saying to yourself, what can I do now about this? And the ace of spades at the very bottom of the deck here and the joker right together and close to this nine of diamonds and spades. I'm not going to tell you. Anyway, what this is meaning is that you have a lot more power here than you even think about because you know the like the things that are causing you all to be on the same track at this moment. And you're pretty open-minded and accepting about them, and that's good. But what you want to, your whole question had to do, where's this going to go? And I'm putting it back to you, where you want it to go. You know, you have a lot of power in there that you're not quite letting yourself have, believe in enough, just as Susan was saying a while ago. Does this make sense to you?
It does.
And so the thing with him, yeah, he's a good guy. Your schedules, your timing, your place, all this sort of thing is a little bit out of whack. You can only do so much to realign it up. So, again, the Two of Hearts at the very top are saying good bond. All the cards in between were showing the things you got to kind of line up. And at the very bottom here at the end, I see there's a lot of power for y'all. And the King of Hearts right next to this Ace of Spades and this Joker I was telling you about. So there's a lot of chemistry transition, letting go, empowerment that's you'll know better about how to pull that to him toward you when you give yourself credit to first being able to do it, just as my host Susan did with her ability to start her healing process by believing it can be done. Does that make sense to you?
It does. Mm-hmm.
We're going to move on, Patricia. I hope that helps you, girl.
Okay. You did. Thank you so much.
Well, good.
And also, Susan, I'm glad to hear about your healing. That's awesome.
Thank you, Patricia. Thank you so much. I really appreciate hearing that, honey.
And I wrote down your website, so I know some people that do have cancer. And
okay, Patricia, now you be sure and contact me, and I'll help them personally, and you just tell me your name, and I'll remember, okay?
Okay, sure will. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Patricia. Tell them it's very hopeful, honey.
Okay, I sure will.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, dear. God bless you.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Thank you.
And Susan, can I make a comment on your comment?
Yes, please.
A little story, and I'm sure you relate to this, having been through one that has had to take the strangest of twists and turn them into luck, or turn them into good harmony. This New Year, my New Year's Eve started. The reason I wasn't on the show last week, folks, is I got very sick on New Year's Eve. And went to the emergency room and had diverticulitis, which I didn't know anything about. Came back and was very sick for 4 or 5 days. Had to cancel several events. House taxes are due in 3 weeks here in Austin or in Texas. So I had a lot of nervousness going on. I was sick. I had to cancel several shows. And I thought the same thing I tell people. Look at where you have control, not where you don't. And I made a vow to myself that this is not going to be the pattern of my new year. And I went from extreme pain in emergency room on January 1st, January 2nd or something, I'm still taking antibiotics. But I had the most mind-boggling change in the last week, and I was telling Jethro about it. As far as I took the strangest and most painful of circumstances and knowing, just like you were saying, Susan,
yes,
about the trust of God in the universe, knowing that there's more than one way to look at this damn thing. And I told my girlfriend yesterday, and she thought I was kind of delirious, but no, I meant it. I said, that's the best thing that's ever happened. I said, she was so concerned, she had to try to cash checks for me and run around. Long story. Anyway, I told her about four or five days ago, right when I was kind of getting be able to talk and think again, that's the best thing that ever happened to me.
Wow.
And she thought I was delirious. She thought I was delirious, and today I've had to recommit myself to that vow. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
I do. I do. And, you know, it's that combination of that determination to do well and also having a protocol that works, going to the doctor when you need to, or having that protocol, in this case, the Two Feathers Healing Formula, a cancer protocol that actually works. That's the winning combination.
Well, it is, because like a lot of things in life, I was talking about, I taught myself to play piano only because I couldn't afford a teacher. But yeah, the best idea is to have someone who's been through it to show you what to do. You know, you can spend a lot of time trying to figure out a scale, or someone can say, din, 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 din. I went through this myself, trying to play the piano. Little pieces of information, little things happen to you in your lives that say, open up your ears. Listen. No, here's how you do it. And that's more likely than not, at least the way I see the universe, is it your own voice of God talking to you?
Yes,
giving you encouragement.
It's important to hear it.
Absolutely. Well, how'd you learn to hear it better?
You know, because I had these personal experiences, and I had this absolute understanding of how real it was. But with life, everybody, all of us, we get so tied up into all of these things. It's important. Meditation, exercise, yoga in my case, prayer. You know, these are the kinds of things that help us to get focused again. You have to make an effort to get into that quiet space.
Absolutely. And interesting that you mentioned meditation. The lady I was mentioning earlier who had taught me lithomancy, which is a very unknown art, Alice Worrell, most incredible woman I've ever known in my life, and I've known a lot of people at 3 years shy of 70. Having said that, when I met her, what were you just mentioning? Let me connect the dots for me real quick, Susan.
Well, just the fact that we need to be quiet to understand
meditating.
The meditation.
Meditation.
Yeah.
She had the first, before I even met her in 1980, I talked to her on the phone, and we talked for a minute. I wanted to get a reading from her. And she said, do you meditate? And I said, well, I meditate in life. You know, I meditate all the time. I think I rationalize my own meditation. And she passed away last year. And this is, I met her in 1980. And in the last 2 or 3 years, I've finally applied the basic things she pointed out to me the very first time I even talked to her 35 years ago, God bless her soul.
Oh, yeah.
Meditate. And I have done that so successfully without having to fight at all. I finally learned how to turn the light on quick in 2 minutes. I get 3 or 4 times a day, 10 minutes a day. It's heaven. Explain how you see
that process.
Oh, that
is wonderful.
Explain how you see that process. You used it. You mentioned the word. How do you use it?
Well, I do it through prayer. When I go into the quiet space, that prayer opens up that place of meditation. And so when I'm in that quiet place and making the prayers, that's where I can be quiet and then listen and see what happens at that moment. Because if I listen, I can get an answer. Just like I got the answer when I asked God to save my life. You know, if I hadn't been able to hear it, to listen to it, I wouldn't have been able to jump up and run to my office and pull something out of a file that I didn't even know was there.
interesting and amazing, and I absolutely understand completely. You know, a lot of times we go through things in life that we you couldn't even imagine happening to you, you know, until it does. And sadly, but honestly, there's a certain amount of truth. What doesn't kill you makes you wiser and stronger and smarter.
Yes.
It's absolutely true. So
it is true. Mm-hmm.
You've been on the other side. You've had a near-death experience. You talk about meditation and prayer. You know how beautiful it can be in the mind. And
yes.
One thing I wanted to mention just a second ago, you mentioned about the silence. Me, most of my life I've been a musician. I'm an actor, a writer, an entertainer, a psychic, but mostly, I've done a little bit of everything. I'm a real external show-off, basically. And I've learned to be at peace with that inner quiet nothingness happening, because that's where everything happens.
Yes, that's right.
Well, tell me how you think about that, everything being from that source.
What I would like to say about that is it is something that I have learned to do, but I know many people who are not able to do that. And so for those people in this moment who are not able to do that, God always has something for everybody. So he sends someone like me who maybe they didn't do the prayer and get the answer, but nevertheless their answer is going to come. I mean, it's very interesting how people hear about me or see something, or somehow a friend of a friend, and all of a sudden they've made that connection that can very well save their life. So I just want to say that there's something for everyone, and if someone finds that they just haven't been able to do that, you know, just don't give up, because God sends people. He sends his gifts. It comes in many, many ways and means. So it doesn't come just from one way. So just watch out for the love to find you. That's what I say.
Absolutely. We're going to do another reading or so forth. We've got about 18 minutes. For those of you folks that just joined us, this is Susan Liberty Hall, a cancer survivor and a pretty effective one, pretty empowered one, and your host, Gary Wimmer. Just wanted to reintroduce ourselves. We're going to do another reading or two if we can before the 8 o'clock limit and get back with Susan. And we are speaking with area code 631. Thanks for your patience. What's happening, 631? Can you hear us?
Hi. Oh, my gosh, this show's fabulous. I wish we had like another 4 hours to listen to your stories.
Well, good. Hey, glad you like storytelling. I'm sure Susan has plenty. I've got plenty. What's yours, my dear? And who are you speaking with?
Yeah, my name's Joanne. I'm from Long Island. And, you know, I would love to get one of your general readings, but I had a question for Susan as well, because my mom...
Well, I'll tell you what, you happen to be lucky. We're going to give you the double whammy. Susan, give sweet... Joanne, is that correct, Joanne?
Joanne. Yes.
Oh, I'm so proud of my memory.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi, 14 Susan.
Seconds.
Tell me, darling, what can I do for you?
Well, you know what it is? I'm 48. I just turned 48. My mom had her first encounter with breast cancer at 48. She, praise God, is a survivor. And at 70, she had ovarian cancer. And praise God, again, she's a survivor. She beat it. But I just have this very, and maybe I'm thinking about it too much. I'm a little in fear. I lost most of my family, my mother's family, I should say, to cancer, including breast cancer. And I'm just a little bit, you know, when you get a little voice, it's such a beware, beware, beware. And, you know, I looked at your picture while I was listening to the show, and it just gave me such a positive feeling. And I've been feeling very depressed lately. I have to be honest with you. The weather here has been miserable, and I've got a lot of, you know, issues here on board. But, I believe that there's a reason for everything, and this call to me is like really important that I speak with you, as well as our wonderful host. But is there anything I could do to be more proactive for prevention?
Absolutely. What I'd like you to do is I would like you to either call me on the telephone. Can you go to my website?
Of course I can, sure.
Okay, www.haiLaughInTheFaceOfCancer.com. And my name is Susan Liberty Hall. You can find it. And I would like you to email me or call me, because I have the information there, and let me talk to you about it. There's no reason for you to be afraid, because God has sent you a remedy, and you can be proactive. And I'll tell you exactly how you can be very peaceful from the rest of your life, and cancer will never, never, never have to touch you. And I have to be careful saying that. You know, I can't prescribe. I can only tell you about my personal experience. But in my personal experience, I can tell you that there's no need for you or anyone to have fear about this thing anymore.
Right. I understand. Thank you. And I will do that. So please look forward to hearing from me.
Yes, absolutely, darling. I don't forget now, because we have a divine connection. God did this. He brought us together for a reason. I want to honor that, okay?
I want to honor that as well. Yes. Thank you.
Okay, start. You're welcome, dear.
Thank you.
God bless you. Go ahead, Joanne.
No, God bless us all. This is fabulous. Are you there?
I think I am. I'm never 100% sure, but I try to be. You know, it's the best I could do. I'm 67. What the hell?
You sound 17, doll.
Well, I lived in. Luckily, I learned the art of laughter at a young kid. You know, I'm always, like I said, kind of a ham. I used to live in Denmark as a musician and embarrass the hell out of my Danish girlfriend, because I'd laugh with everybody. I look at the world as a stage to make people happy and fun, and I'd do it complete strangers. And she used to keep saying, "Gary, Danish people don't act this way." And I said, "Yeah, but I'm a stupid American and I can get away with it. Look at them. They're laughing. Why not?" You know, having said that, Joanne, did you want me to give you a little breakdown of what I see over the next couple of months to complement what Susan suggested to you?
I sure would. Just get me through this winter. The couple of months ahead of insight would be wonderful. It would be a blessing. Thank you.
Okay. Only got a few minutes here, so this is my 3 months and 3 minutes about, give or take. Are you with me?
Thank you. Yes, I am.
All you have to do, Joanne, when it feels right, is just say drop one time real clearly. Okay, there's a lot of things about all these love and emotions and opportunities that you kind of feel like you did the best you could recently, and really put your, and you kind of got winded and kind of got tired, but you're going through this period right now in the next week or two that from the way you're looking backwards at things, and you're it's almost like wisely enough giving yourself inspiration out of nothingness. Does that make sense to you? So when you start that inspiration out of nothingness, imagine how far you can go. And that seems to be the sun, the moon, the life stone, the luck stone, magic stone, all in these first couple weeks. They really are. So you're going to notice just in the next week or two, because of this whatever I just said that you connected with and laughed, I can't remember. That's why I record readings and you can listen back. But whatever I just said here is influencing real heavily in this first couple weeks to kind of follow through on your promise to set a new MO for yourself, like you promised for the first of the year, that sort of thing. And by the second into the third year here, third week here, you're going to feel a lot of luck returning to yourself and a lot of inspiration, because it's almost like you know you're so close to it, all you got to do is push the damn button, but it's not quite that simple. But do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Because you've got Jupiter right here in the center, and you're curious about things, and the way it's pointing to the past here with issues. So anyway, about the fourth and fifth and sixth week here, is the more you're willing to reinvest in your creative potential, is the return that you'll get on your investment. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Because that's the that's what you're testing your own belief in, and that's why this Jupiter looking kind of backwards here at the things about love and organization and planning that were better. But this time you're. You know, by the time you go through the fourth and fifth and sixth week here, because of seeing new opportunities and being able to put them into play, you're going to find your feeling with men and with relationships and your ability to like not just believe in miracles, but see the proof is something
Amen.
That's happening for you more by the 7th and 8th and 9th week. And by the end of this 3-month period where Saturn was representing the past year also, it shows how much you're learning about organization and replanning and restructuring. And so you can go into longer periods of your life without this. You got a lot of good energy, girl, without this collapse.
Thank you.
Does that make sense to you?
You know something? It was almost like you were reading my life right now, week to week to week.
Kind of a week to week to week over the next 3 months, but the main thing, just like Susan was telling you a while ago, or I'll paraphrase if I may, Susan, give yourself credit, believe in yourself, give yourself the ability to start over. Just like I was saying a while ago, I determined to turn this first week of my life around instead of being a victim of more pain. Y'all watch this. And I'm a writer. I've written a new screenplay. I wanted to mention one thing. This, you'll understand this, Susan. I put my book called Second in Eternity. I submitted to the organization Eterna, Eterna, that Dr. Eben Alexander established. We'd been in touch over the last couple of years, and they're going to post it on their website. So I was very honored that happening. And the interesting thing is, I just got a call about this about 15 minutes before this show. And last year, when it would have just been incredibly so exciting, it blew me away. I'm not so surprised, because in the first part of this week, going through a lot of illness, as Susan has described, I made the decision. I got two ways to look at this. I'm getting old and my life's screwed and it's going to get worse, or y'all watch this, as they say in Texas. That happens every day. Those decisions, isn't that right, Susan? Don't you think so?
Absolutely, I do. I'm coming up 70, so I'm with you on that. You bet. I'm. This is the beginning of my life.
Amen, girl. Amen.
Yeah, I'm thrilled.
You know, and there's one time that I asked my psychic friend here on Earth when she was here, and I can confirm it today to what she told me was true. I asked her one time, how do you thank your guides for being your guides, for helping you? I thought, you can pray, you can genuflect. She thought a minute, and she said, laugh, smile, be happy.
Amen.
That blew me away. Laugh, smile, be happy, be empowered. Susan, what do you think about that?
Well, I love the guides. I'm very grateful to them. And, you know, I give them my love and my gratitude, and I just love it. So I can see how that would make it work. You bet.
Well, it all boils down to what we were kind of the theme that started out this whole show is, A Laugh in the Face of Cancer, which is your book, right?
Yeah.
And where is it right there? And I just thought of that for some reason about, because you're talking about your guides, about my friend's answer to how do you thank your guides. And I didn't think about this till right now. I look back at your book and it says, I laughed in the face of cancer. Accidents.
Right.
Ain't no accidents.
Mm-mm.
Susan, we've got about 6 more minutes. Tell us a little bit more about what you're plans are from this point forward, having been through what you've discovered about the health, self-healing process. What is it giving you for a new goal now that you're 28 or 62 or what?
Yeah,
49?
Well, the most important part of it is this will of being able to help other people so they don't die, so that they can complete their divine plan here upon the earth. It's thrilling. So God gave me this big, beautiful, glorious new way, new day. So coming up to 70, I want to promote my book. I want to help people who have cancer. I want to help people who need to learn how to pray, to give them hope and the hope for the new day. I want to share the blessing that I've gotten. So it's a big plan, and I plan to do everything possible to help other people who have cancer.
God bless you, girl, because you know what you're basically talking about?
What?
You're talking about the golden rule.
I am talking about the golden rule. I certainly am. How beautiful that you would say that. And, you know, I want to say before we say goodbye, the tremendous love and concern I have for our brothers and sisters in Japan with this Fukushima. I mean, here they have this radiation, and this horrid radiation is causing cancer. And in Japan, similar to here, the only treatment they offer there is, guess what? Radiation and chemo. What are they going to do? Radiate them more? I mean, it's horrendous.
Well, you know,
I mean, there's hope. There is hope out there.
There is hope. I've always thought it's kind of both humorous and sad that mankind most often learns things through hindsight rather than foresight.
But how would we ever learn?
Go ahead.
The things today, we don't get second chances. When now we're talking nuclear things and those kinds of things, you can't. There's no hindsight on this. You've got to get it right. But I had the book translated into Japanese. It's available on Japan Amazon. So if there's any of our listeners who know people in Japan, I don't know how to reach them. The book is available. It's available on Kindle, and it's available through Amazon Japan in a hard copy. So I wanted everyone to know in Japan,
and
there's hope.
That is ha, I laugh in the face of cancer in Japanese. Is that correct?
Yes.
How did
yes.
you translate that, just real quickly, just curious, for, as a writer to writer? How did you go about that
well,
process?
Well, I used to live in Japan, so I have a real love for the people, first of all. And Robert Roy, who is the caretaker for the healing formula, the Two Feathers healing formula, he has a business partner in Japan, and we wanted to do that for the Japanese people, so we were able to get it translated very easily. God really guided us on that one. Yeah.
Can you read any of the Japanese? Just curious.
Well, I don't have I could, except that it's written in katakana, and it's written in the Japanese characters, so I can't read Japanese characters, although I could read the Japanese. So I would not be able to do that in this moment, but now that you've awakened my curiosity, I'm going to look into how I could get little bits of it and do that, because I do have a knowledge of the language.
And how do you get knowledge of things? You ask questions.
Well,
go,
I lived there for 5 years, and that helped, too.
Well, it certainly did. Hey, it's been a pleasure, Susan, on our first blind date on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hey,
Susan Hall. The book is Ha, I Laugh in the Face of Cancer, and we've hoped to prove that to be indeed the case tonight between myself and
Jerry.
Our callers and we'll be back next Monday. I just wanted to tell you how much I enjoyed being with you tonight, Susan.
Thank you, Gary, too.
Oh, my pleasure, my dear. Be sure and check out PsychicsGoneWild.com. On the left side of the page, contact us. We do give away T-shirts and prizes and that sort of thing. We look forward to having you folks next week. And, again, very honestly, thank you, Susan. God bless you, girl. Your
bless
inner strength
you, and always victory. Thank you, hon.
Amen, my dear.
Good night.
We'll see you folks next week. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, check us out on PsychicsGoneWild.com. We're going to go out with a song that I wrote many years ago. This is an old version, folks, but I think you'll like the lyrics. It's called When Our Hearts All Beat Together. For Psychics Gone Wild, Blog Talk Radio, this is Gary Wimmer checking out. See you folks next week. God bless. Stay happy. And thanks again, Susan.
Thank you, Gary. God bless you, sweetheart.
You too, my dear. To you, my ancient song. To you, my dear.
Hi.
See you. Thank you.